on the line with us as we are out on the street is our intern, Trouble. How are you, Trouble?
I'm doing good.
Now, you are at a home improvement type store, correct?
Yes.
And today we're going to be performing a sociological experiment. Imagine this. What if a very nicely dressed, very attractive person came up to you and started asking you questions? But as the conversation went on, so did the sailor talk. What? Yeah, we're talking a little bit of here, a little bit of there. And how is the salesperson going to react when such a petite, pretty thing starts talking like she's a salty old dog sailor? Now, Trouble, do you have any problems talking like a sailor?
No.
No? Are you generally a potty mouth?
Not generally. It takes a lot to get me to cuss.
Except for the sociological experiment, but okay,
right,
so normally you have
start,
to be mad.
It's hard to stop.
Really? So, okay, so once the ball gets going, they just keep on flowing.
Yes.
Well, let us find ourselves a target. Who do we have as a mark? Are we looking at a man, a woman? What are we looking for here?
I'm just going to go with a man. They're a lot easier. I have a feeling he'd rather laugh than, like, get mad.
Well, let's see. Let's see if he laughs. If he laughs, you know, we'll call it a success, as we are now going out on the town with Trouble and your sociological experiment. We'll call this one Sailor Talk.
Okay. Found one.
There we go. We found one. We got it. Here we go.
Hopefully I'll get the guy, not the girl.
Here we go. Gonna see how they react to Trouble's sailor knife.
I have a question. I was wondering if you can help me find like smoke alarms or detectors, because mine's been bad.
Yeah.
It keeps beeping.
That just keeps beeping?
Yeah, it keeps beeping and it won't shut off, and it's getting so
annoying.
Yeah, I did even try and change the battery. I wanted to just replace it. I guess I have to do that, so I don't really know.
Have you vacuumed it out?
No, I don't know how to do that. Could you show me, possibly, like, on one, or if you have one available?
Yeah, with just the wand on the vacuum, just vacuum them out.
Okay, and also, could I have a suggestion for possibly carbon monoxide also? Because I say that you have a lot, and there's just so much crazy going on in household where you could easily. I came down this aisle, this place, the store. I've never really been in the store, and it's just so
huge,
but it's just hard. There's only 50,000 items
in there. Oh! Any associates
with
the electric
device? What are we going to find? You got a smoke alarm, then okay, and
then how would I replace my old one? Do I have to, like, get
on a stool and just, like,
turn it on? Who held your house? It's not that old. It's probably, like, a couple years. Okay, so it's probably hardwired.
Oh, gosh.
So, really, if something is difficult to yourself, it's wired into the house. There's not a simple removing your place.
Really?
Yeah. Because those are the two things that you do before replacing the battery and vacuuming out. The two things you think about replacing.
Yeah. That's cheap.
That come on back.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.
Now, the one thing I want to point out here, have we gotten to a point in society where we're so used to four-letter words that it becomes completely, well, acceptable for people to be cussing in public places like that? And I mean, I don't know how many cusses we hit there, but I know it was well over 20. Trouble, you did a great job on that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I think maybe it was because he may have been enamored with you, but he really didn't respond adversely or inversely to your sailor talk, did he?
No, he actually was, like, smiling. Like, especially when I said, like, one of them, he just started kind of smiling and almost, like, chuckled to himself. It was kind of funny.
Right there, that is what we call a sociological experiment, showing you what society will really do.
Have a day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.